back off the road.
On the right or the left?
Or? On the right.
I was wondering if their land's y'all and yours.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How much land do you have?
80 acres.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of responsibility then, don't you?
Well, I guess I've just always been used to
it. Really?
No. I tell you, I think everybody needs something to do. And I think everybody ought to have some responsibilities, don't you?
Yeah, well, yes.
I know.
You start just sitting around.
Yeah, I couldn't sit around. Last Sunday, I had my first cousin's husband. He was the director of the Halbert Heights Church out there.
Mm-hmm.
He was director of music, and he had just finished singing a song. And he asked him to wait just a minute. He turned around and said, "Wait just a minute." Honey, he was dead before he hit the chair.
What happened?
Had a heart attack. And what I started to tell you, and his wife, she's always complaining, and he just waited on her hand and foot. And I said, now then, she's going to have to shoulder responsibilities.
You know, that's sad.
It is. That's why I think it's good for everybody to shoulder responsibilities. And then when it's put on you, it's not so bad. But you take some people, they don't even know how to buy groceries.
We had an instance in our neighborhood. This was slightly different, where it was a young couple and they had come over from China. The girl did not even, they had been here for 8 or 9 years, and the girl did not even speak English.
Oh.
He bought groceries, he paid the bills, he did everything. She didn't drive. And he died within a matter of 6 weeks with some liver problem.
Oh, goodness.
But she has come through. She needed a lot of help, but I think that's rather... That's sad.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's awful to be in a new country.
Mm-hmm. Especially that.
Oh, yeah.
But this was apparently the way their families operated in the old country. So, was, as I said, it was slightly different.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of women who, in the United States, in the
South, yeah.
who have never paid a bill, who don't know where an insurance policy is.
I know it. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, that's not good.
If you don't mind my asking, how long has your husband been passed away?
He will be dead 8 years, the 12th of September. He had a heart attack the 28th day of July, and he stayed in the hospital, and then he come home and stayed about 2 weeks, and then he had complete heart failure and had to go back, and then uremic poison set up. Mm. He just never did respond to any of the treatments.
Was your husband a farmer?
No.
What was his occupation?
He'd been in the automobile business for 35 or 40 years.
Oh, you mean selling them?
Selling them. And he was a mechanic. I guess he and my brother were two of the oldest mechanics there was in Brookhaven.
Is that right? Did they have a business down? I passed a couple of car dealerships.
He used to sell Chevrolet and Buick.
Did he own the dealership?
No.
Or he sold for them? And
he'd been with this man, Mr. for 35 years.
Oh. But I guess then he was a farmer on the side, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
with 80 acres, he was.
Well, helping. After he retired, we had cattle.
I see.
That's all I would grow is, you know, feed stuff, cattle, hay.
All right. Let's see. Do you mind my asking your age?
No. November the 30th, 1903.
All right. And your occupation, did you ever work, or did you keep house?
Well, I mostly always kept house. I worked, I guess, about 10 years as in a store as a clerk. Okay. And other than that, I've just always been on the phone. I like it better than I did working in town.
I don't blame you. And your religion?
Methodist.
All right. I was curious about, I've discovered here that quite a number of people went to the St. Francis High School. Need to ask that. Tell me the schools that you attended.
Well, I went to the Brookhaven Public Schools and then to the St. Francis.